When a person assumes public trust, he is public property. When a person assumes public trust, he is public property. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with a thought for today. When a person assumes public trust, he is public property. Now, who assumes public trust? Well, everybody who runs for office, the president, the local governmental officials, everyone, hospital boards, people who are everywhere. Now, you see, it becomes a very difficult thing to do that, because if you don't lead a good private life, then when you have a public trust, your private life is public. If you are a movie star, you have a public life, because you are a public trust. The public trust you to be like the movie actress that you portray, or like the movie star that you portray. They expect you to be that way. And so if you are playing the Pope, they expect you to be the Pope, like the Pope all your life, you know. Or if you are a gangster or a terrible person in a movie, people look at you. Oh, you were the gangster? You were Al Capone, you know? And my goodness sakes, I don't know if I want to be around you. You know, you just, machine gun people down with no second thought at all. Or the Godfather, wow, oh my goodness, you know, don't even know the Godfather's living next door to us, except that we're very wealthy, and anybody who lives next door to us has to be very wealthy one way or the other. So, you see, when a person assumes public trust, when a person assumes the privilege of being in the public and asking the public for their approval, whether it's the public as a movie star, the public as a politician, the public as the grocery store, the public as the teacher in school. There is almost no opportunity for people to exist on earth without being public. Where might one exist? And even there, it's not sure. You say a monk in the monastery. No. A monk has taken a public trust of being following the rules of the monastery. Now, can any of you think, just really buzz your mind once, who would not be considered a public trust? Of all in the world, if you're a parent, you assume a public trust, because the law tells you how to raise your child, tells you whether you can spank him or not, tells you what you must do. You must give him the proper vitamins and stuff. If you get married, that's a public trust. The government has approved of your wedding, or else it's not a legal wedding. A teacher, we said, minister, my goodness, what a public trust he has. Where would you find a person who doesn't have the limitations of public trust?
A hermit.
Exactly. A hermit. A hermit is the only one that comes to mind. And a hermit, it has a wide variety of definitions, but a hermit is one who lives alone. One who does not depend on anyone else. He does not expect anyone else to do anything for him or against him. He does not make himself dependent on the manufactured goods, although he may eat them. If the manufactured goods went out of business, he'd find another way to supply himself. He'd go live wherever things are that grow that he likes to eat, you know. But a hermit, and even a hermit, is a little suspect. What happened to the hermit that makes him suspect? At the very outset of his life, what happened? He was a baby. He was born in a hospital or at home, and a record of his birth was made, whether it's in the church recording or whether it was in the hospital or the government, but a record was made of his existence. Interesting, huh? There is not one thing we can think of in all of life where we are not a public trust. Oh, what if he was born and never was recorded, you know? What if he was born at home and never never was recorded. I say that's getting about as close as you can to the possibility of being, not a public trust. But what happens when you are a public trust? When you are public property, then you have to live 100% by the rules of whatever that trust may be. If you are a legislator, you must do everything that the state legislature, that the bylaws, the constitution, and all these other things say you must do in your office. And if you don't, you're violating it. Now, do people violate it? Oh my, yes. Do people pay no attention to it? Yes. And they say, well, what I do in my private life is my business, you know. What I do in my public life, that's anybody's business. Well, you have no private life. Because what makes up your public life is who you are in private. If you are an honorable man or woman in private, then your public life is going to be honorable. If you are a loving, gentle, caring person, charismatic in private life, you're going to be that in public life. If you are a person who is stealing candy from a baby, use that for an illustration, you're not wanted for public life. You're not wanted. Because for public life, you have to respect mother and God and country, you know, or country, God, and mother, those three. And if you don't fulfill them, you're not wanted. You're not a good public person. Even though you may be the best lawyer in town, you may be the most genius person in town in every way, it doesn't work because you haven't got it. You haven't got it. When a person assumes public trust, he is public property. And to be public property, everyone has a right to know all about you. All about you. And they don't ever get to know all about you because you don't reveal it, and because your world doesn't reveal it, and because if someone is against you, they'll reveal your negative things, but they won't reveal your positive things, you know. Maybe your positive things are 12 miles long, and your negative things are a half an inch. But they'll play up the negative things if they're trying to discourage you from taking the office that they want to hold. People are like that. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. All you have to do is get the public's interest, and you're in. And how do you get the public's interest? By doing philanthropic things, by doing hero things, by doing wonderful things, and then you get the public's support. But it's not easy. It's not easy. When a person assumes public trust, he is public property. And that's a pretty terrific thing to think about, that when you are public property, what do? You have no life of your own. You have no right to be improper. You have no right to lie or cheat or steal. You have no right to speak badly about another person. You have no right to do anything other than what the law allows. And you'd be surprised. Maybe 100%, 99.99% of our politicians are like that. They do not believe that the law applies to them because they are in charge. And I was thinking again of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the law says you may not smoke in a public building. And he loves his cigars. Well, you can be sure he smokes his cigars in the public building whenever he can get away with it. And he built a tent on the lawn of the state capitol, and he goes out there and gathers with his cronies and smokes his cigars and talks to them about politics. Now, who owns the lawn?
The state. Government.
Who owns the people? Who owns the tent that he got? He probably rented it, you know. But with what money did he rent it? With money from his office. You see, you can't get away from it. Now, if he'd go across the street and he had his own money, and he has a lot of money so he could rent something, and rent a house across the street, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's not as convenient as a tent, not as charming, you know. Now, he's a man of... Now, what allows him to get away with this? His charisma. His charisma allows him to violate the law and yet not be kicked out of office. Clinton's charisma allowed him to apparently violate the law and not be kicked out of office. Amazing, you know? Amazing. And this goes on into ad infinitum. But think about it. Do you really want public trust? Do you really want to be public property? Now, it's not that you do something wrong or that you do something right. But Ingeborg, do you want to live your life by somebody else's rules? Do you want to live your life by the rules of the monastery? Mm-hmm. Well, you see, what she has chosen to do, she has chosen the rules of the monastery and said, I like it. Because she could leave anytime she wants. Anyone can. But when you choose to come to the United States of America, you choose to come in and learn the language. You choose to come in and be a citizen, a responsible citizen. You choose to obey all the rules, all the laws that nobody knows. But the general ones that are of general practice, you know. Now, you see, when a person comes into the United States, they say, I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Something is missing.
Under God. That's what's missing. And of course, when you do that, you're a public person.
Right.
You're of record.
Yeah.
Think about it. When a person assumes a public trust, he is a public person. And you assume a public trust by the fact that you agree to obey the rules. And if you don't do it, you're not a very good public trust. So, think on these things and think how wonderful it would be to be a hermit, if we were all hermits. And still, we were born and the government has our number. They have our name. And they have our fingerprints, and they have our toe prints, and they have everything. We are a public person, and that's wonderful. Can't get around it, can't get away from it, and we love it. So, as you think on these things, and this thought for today, have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.